Wise Fool Shakespeare does not just do Shakespeare. Actually, Wise Fool does all kinds of marvelous things. Wise Fool Shakespeare, only one of the many kinds of theater that they bring to us here in the Northland. Tony Barrett is on the line with us this morning, and he is directing Wise Fool's production of The Heiress, a show that I have loved in a weird sort of way for many, many years. Hey, Tony, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
The Heiress is... it's so poignant, I think. And even though it's a relatively small cast and it is not the theatrical equivalent of an action movie with a lot of different scenes and a lot of explosions and car chases and that kind of thing, you pay attention and The Heiress will definitely surprise you. How would you describe the show?
That's interesting. People have asked me that for months and I really wrestled with a phrase. Finally saw a phrase, can't remember where I got it from, but a psychological drama. There's no question what happens. Everything's black and white in terms of the events, but the characters' motives and justifications are really matters of debate. In fact, I know we've had a good show when I hear people in the lobby afterwards having totally different opinions about certain characters. And that's what's intriguing about this script.
Now, it can really be a challenge, though, too, because when you've got characters that are so beautifully written in that way, an actor can say, all right, I believe that the character is this and their motivations are that, and they say, I'd like to play it that way, and the director says, oh, no, this is the way instead. How do you resolve those conflicts with your cast?
You know, we really didn't have any of those because maybe it's because I came in with rather strong opinions. That's the critical part to good acting, is having that backstory and the understanding of your character's psychology, your character's motivations. For the most part, we were on the page from day one. One of the characters had read the novella, which is... maybe 25% different, and that we had to work out some of those. But there really wasn't a problem. Ultimately, it's supposedly the director's responsibility, but the actors are the one on stage, and they have to be comfortable with the character. But we really didn't have any problems. Everyone was kind of on the same page as to where we wanted this play to go.
You know, with all the conversations that I've had with directors and actors over the years, I'm trying to remember if I have ever asked a director if they thought the book was better than the play. Of course, people who are book people, as I am, frequently have very strong opinions about whether the book or the movie was better, and we know how that usually shakes out with book people. But I'm interested in the character who read the novella. Did they ever at any point volunteer any information about, I like this or this better? And have you read the novella yourself?
Yes. Yes and yes. And generally, I must be a book person because if I've read a book and then I go see the play or the movie, I always like the book better. And I think it's because you put the movie in your brain while you read it.
Exactly.
In this case, I think the play, you know, obviously a book and a play is a different type of art form. I think the play is stronger in that it comes to a rather dramatic conclusion that impacts the audience. The book kind of drifts to its ending. And I think the person who had read the book, it's the actress who plays Catherine. I think she likes the play better, too. She certainly took to the character. Just required very little direction. She's just been ideal for that character.
And that is interesting to actually like an adaptation or the way they resolved something a little bit differently. But
Yeah. You're
absolutely right. They are different. They are different cats, but it does seem so often as though they'll take a perfectly wonderful movie or a perfectly wonderful book. I'm thinking of The Little Princess, which is such a beautiful, it's a children's book. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful story just as it is, and it seems as though Hollywood cannot stop noodling around with it.
Yeah, they feel like they have to dumb it down, and you feel sometimes that the marketing department is writing the script more than the an artist would.
You know, we'll throw in an elephant. People will love an elephant,
yeah.
You know, or we'll throw in a car chase. People will love a car chase.
Yeah.
But in this case, it sounds as though instead of a book ending, as books occasionally do, either on a, you know, a gradual sort of a, and the reader is left to kind of interpret what happens from there, that would have been very difficult in a stage play. And so you feel that this adaptation is a good way of handling it.
Exactly. I certainly, standing in the lobby afterwards, we have achieved our objective of stimulating debate. Let's put it that way.
Does a modern-day audience have the attention span to sit quietly and watch something that they need to pay attention to, that they need to engage their brains? They can't be playing Candy Crush while they're watching.
Well, we didn't expect this to sell a couple hundred seats a night. That's one of the nice things about being in the Harbor City Theater. It's a small theater, and we're expected, you know, we're getting 30 to 40 people a night, and that's what you expect. You do have to pay attention. We've already had four people come back and see it twice, and I know there are going to be a couple more tonight because they want to hear, knowing the ending, they want to know. They want to look at certain lines that are planted earlier in the play. That's what's been, you know, wonderful about being in this production is we all just go, oh, man, look at this line. This line means something totally different when you know how the play ends. So it is an intellectually challenging play. You have to pay attention. But so far, the audience is doing just fine.
Well, we are a sharp group when it comes, us Northlanders, when it comes to our theater, especially in this community. We take it pretty seriously, and we know what we like. Tony, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you.
My pleasure.
Tony Barrett is directing the Wise Fool production of The Heiress. Radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.